Tim, you'd have preferred it if your goal had settled it sort of in the first half, wouldn't you? It would have made life a lot easier for you in the second half. Well, been another 1-0 win.
Well, I thought that, you know, we could score like two goals in the first half maybe, or even three goals. When we scored the first one, it was offside. I think, I don't know how close it was, but just, you know, to go in half time with a 1-0 up, it's just good for your head and it feels fantastic. And then afterwards we came out, we received that ugly goal, and sometimes it's just like that. You have to come back, you have to stay positive, you have to be mentally strong, and that's what we did.
You mentioned the atmosphere here last time with the green cards and yellow cards or whatever. I mean, we had clappers this week. What did you make of the noise inside Carrow Road?
It was fantastic again. It's just it's not only the team that believes to stay in this league, it's just the supporters. They do everything to push us in the games, and that's really a fantastic feeling on the pitch when you hear the crowd around you just cheering and pushing you forward to bring your best performance.
How well have you settled in now? I mean, it looks like you've been here all season, to be honest. I mean, in terms of the area and the club, has it just gone as well as you could have possibly dreamed in terms of settling?
No, as I said, it's a different league, you know, and in the first few games I had to come in to see how it is. You know, it's different than the German football, but I feel more and more comfortable on the pitch. I try to help the team as much as I can, and you know, the team gives me the support back, and that's what I need. You know, if there are players which talk to me positive, and then I'm positive on the pitch as well. So you know, I just try to bring the best performance for the team.
And you came here for quite a lot of money in terms of how much Norwich City you've spent. You obviously played in the Champions League this season. Do you feel like you've got a responsibility, even though you haven't been here that long, to help, I don't know, lead the side almost? Because it's what it looks like.
Well, when you see the TV money they get, all the Premier League clubs, it wasn't that much, maybe not. But yeah, of course they bought me for quite a lot of money. So
oh,
I tried to.
I tried. Hey, that's good.
Yeah, that was.
Hello.
That was
hello.
I tried to give something back, and as I said, I try this every week now, and that's the only thing I can do.
And the atmosphere in here, compared to those first however many games it was when it was so tough, now you've turned that corner, the atmosphere must be brilliant going into, say, a game like next weekend at Crystal Palace.
As I said, it just feels fantastic when you have supporters like this behind you, which push you and try everything to just win this game, and even the supporters believe in us. So if they believe in us, we believe in us, and like the whole Norfolk believes in us. So I think there is no doubt about that.
Absolutely. Just one more. I think there was a Cisse header at the end that John Reddy saved. Right, I think it was 2-2.
Yeah.
It's right there. Was that going in? Did you see it? No.
No.
Oh,
it
John
went
will
to
be
the
disappointed.
Post. But it was still a great save, you know. Maybe it went to the post, back to Cisse, and then he scored. You never know that. So the save was important.
It's taking responsibility,
yes.
Isn't it, I suppose?
Yeah.
Well done today, Tim. Great result, mate. Well done.